Fear.
Fear.
Nothing came in my mom, but I just felt afraid. So my mom called me and said I should come and to seek protection the church of 7 days. So while we were coming on the way with our neighbors, some soldiers stopped us. The first thing that came in my mind, I thought they were trying to protect us to get to the church. But it was terrible that they were stealing us.
So how did they manage to go to 7 days?
They just stopped us. They were beating us with the guns. They told us to sit down. And the only money we had to get food we can buy, we did, they took it from us. And they took from the phone that we can use to communicate with my mom and know where she is. They took it. But the good thing is they let us go.
Okay. So after reaching 7 days, did you manage to speak to your mom?
Yeah, I got her. I took a phone and I called her. Then we were together. From there, we were just staying there. But the good thing, we had food. We stayed, but the first day was fine. The second day, it was terrible. The gunshots were just shot at us, and we were lying down. I was crying. I thought, this is my last day.
So you are going to die?
Yeah.
Okay. How has it affected you as a young lady?
I can't go to school. I can't live as a free child. This gunshot, I have to stay at home. I can't do anything that can help me to see what's coming next, to see my future. Because this fighting really affects us as children. That's why I have a message I want to pass.
What is your message to the leaders of this country? So since you can't go to school, your life is now affected,
yeah.
You can't do anything.
My message is to our two leaders. We, the children of South Sudan, are hereby asking, crying our leaders to stop this war going on. We are the most affected because it affects our studies and affects our freedom to live as children. We, the children of South Sudan, we don't want to regret having them as leaders, but we want to be proud of having them as our leaders. We want to write a history that will make the next generation proud of our leaders. I saw death coming my way, and I cried, I wept, because I thought my age was going to be cut at that moment. I dreamt of doing many things to this nation when I grow up. But now if I see it this way, I just surrender, because I can't go to school and I can't do anything. This war is really affecting us, mostly the children. Because as we see this as if we don't have any future. So that's the message that I need to pass. Please and please stop the war.